can't, you're not going to change anybody with pressure. You won't change your kids with pressure. You'll run them away from home. If you have the eloquence of men or of angels, but speak without love. In other words, if you speak and you're not patient, brother, you just missed the mark. If you speak with jealousy, you've just missed the mark. If you speak with conceited or a prideful attitude or selfish attitude, you've just missed the mark. We are a people of God. We must be a loving people, not condemning people, loving all and everything it is. We got no axe to grind with anybody. How many of you believe that Jesus, every prayer that He prayed was answered? We just believe that, don't we? We don't have no problem with believing that His prayers were answered. And I'm going to tell you, He was a man of patience. He was 30 years old before His ministry started, and His mother had to get Him cranked off. He probably would have never got started, but His mother said, "Okay, son," and she was patient with Him. She waited for 30 years. She said, "Now's the time." Patience produces godliness. God is patient. And patience can only produce peace. Do you know how you get upset when you're offended by something? One of your children will do something that'll offend you. You get upset. Do you know that if you never take offense, you'll never get upset? Isn't that amazing? You just won't. If you don't take offense, that's one of the reasons that the Blessed Mother's held so high in the church. I mean, she just wouldn't get upset at nothing. Did she? She's the model of the church. She's the Queen of Heaven. She's the Queen of the Apostles. She's the Mother of the Lord Jesus. She's the Mother of the Church, and she's the Mother of us all. And if we will look at the patience that she had, she walked in peace. I mean, she didn't stagger at anything. The angel Gabriel said, "You will conceive." She said, "How?" She didn't say, "Oh no, not me." She said, "How can I do that? I don't know any man." "The Holy Ghost will come." "Oh, okay. It's all right." She didn't fight it, and she wasn't offended by it. And I'm going to tell you, in those days, operating under the Mosaic law, to be pregnant without a husband was considered adultery, and you were stoned to death. She took on that pregnancy knowing that it could kill her. She wasn't offended. All she wanted to do was serve the Lord. And she was patient. You see, when you realize what love is, the whole message of the Lord Jesus Christ ties to it. In other words, what we've done is laid the foundation, and everything else will fit into it. Everything. Everything fits into patience. Once we put a bit in a horse's mouth to make him do what we want, we have the whole animal under control. Or think of a ship, no matter how big they are, even if a gale is driving them, a man at the helm can steer them anywhere he likes by controlling a tiny rudder. Now think about that. A big ship that has just a little rudder on it, these big super tankers, they're moved and controlled by a little teeny rudder. It says, "So is the tongue only a tiny part of the body." Now in case y'all don't know what a tongue is, I'm going to show you one. Now, I want to tell you something else. It's the tongue that is speaking to you today. And it's controlled by the heart. It's influenced by the Word of God. If it's controlled by the mind and it's influenced by the world, the tongue will cut you down. The tongue will accuse you. The tongue will blaspheme you. The tongue will be resentful. The tongue will be jealous. You know, I'm jealous of you. Where does that come? It comes from the mouth. The tongue proclaims that it does great things. It's conceited. It's filled with... Well, let's see what the Bible says it is. Think how a small flame can set fire to a huge forest. The tongue is a flame like that. Among all the parts of the body, the tongue is a whole wicked world within itself. It infects the whole body. Your wonderful, precious tongue that hangs in your mouth infects the whole body. Infects, makes sick. Do you know that Proverbs says that the tongue gives life or death? It brings life or death. Now let me give you an example of this. First of all, love is patient. It will take it a long time before it will ever speak. And when it speaks, it will speak in a spirit of edification. You're wonderful. I forgive you. Would you forgive me? And I'm not offended by anything that you said. Now, let me give you something that would offend you. If I come up to this sister and I say, well, who do you think you are, you sorry, no good? She'd be offended. What's he picking on me for? See what I'm saying? I mean, if you don't get down here right now and pay your bills, you sorry, no good witch, I'll have your hide. I'll sick the lawyer on you. You see what the tongue will do? I'm going to tell you that little sister's heart will just go, oh. But now listen to the tongue. You know that you're the most precious, wonderful, the most creative thing that God's ever made. Do you know that you are an original, one of a kind, precious, and glory be to God, I love you. Now you see the difference? Which one made my sister feel good? Second one. The tongue is a whole wicked world within itself. It is a pest that cannot keep still. It just little. I mean, it waggles all the time. It'll get on the phone and say, well, you know, Susie's running around with Johnny. And did you hear about Nancy? My, she's in a lot of trouble. Those are the fires that are started by the tongue that will consume a whole church. The fires of the tongue, the deception and the anger that'll spill out of a mouth, the hurt, the hatred. Whereas if you're walking in Jesus, you're walking in a spirit of love. Patient. You're kind. The tongue really doesn't offend. I'm going to tell you, these two scriptures that we're covering today are the basis for your Christian walk. If you can't walk in this, you can't walk with Jesus. You'll miss the mark. In our tongue, we set our whole course of life. Listen to my tongue. I have been saved by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ, the giver of life. Isn't that wonderful coming from the tongue? Now what if my tongue came in here and said, why you sorry, no good scoundrels, you're all going to hell. You know what I've just done to me? I have just condemned me to a place that I'm trying to send you. I'm not God. I can't send you anywhere. You get that? I can't put you somewhere. And because you are one of God's own, I have no right to judge because He's forgiven. The tongue is a whole wicked world and it sets fire to the very wheel of creation. your life. Your tongue will control your destiny by what comes out of your mouth. Do you know it says in Romans that faith lives in the mouth right here? This is where faith comes from. It's spoken from the mouth. Faith. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I just spoke faith words. I believe that my sister's healed. I've just spoke faith words. It lives right here. Lives in the mouth. You can be blessed or cursed from the mouth. I choose to bless what God has made. I don't choose to curse what God has made. I choose to love what God has made, not to hate what God has made. Wild animals and birds, reptiles and fish, all can be tamed by man and often are. How many times have you ever seen the fish that we've trained? Porpoises, killer whales, we've trained birds, chicken. I mean, you look at some of these TV shows. I mean, they got them animals doing all kind of weird tricks. But now I want you to listen to this. But it says, but nobody can tame the tongue. I'm going to show it to you again in case you don't know what it is. This is a tongue. Nobody can tame the tongue. Then who's going to tame it? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that comes and tames the tongue. Please, my dear brothers and sisters, don't get caught ever saying anything bad about anybody. For any reason. Don't ever allow yourself to be caught condemning the President of the United States or condemning Russia or condemning... Don't ever get caught putting yourself in a position to talk down on what God has made. You always talk up. I don't care how you're mistreated. I don't care how you're abused. We're Christians and our cry is, praise the Lord. Amen? Say it with me. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Say it with me. Glory be to God. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord Jesus. That's what the tongue's supposed to do. You know, we won't let our tongue do that. Oh, I don't want to do that. I'm going to tell you, we better do it. We better praise the name of Jesus. Because if we aren't praising, we're cursing. You're either doing one or the two. Now I want you to listen and we'll finish with this. It says, but nobody can tame the tongue. It is a pest that will not keep still, full of deadly poison. I want to tell you something about your tongue. It is... Has anybody ever heard this before? I wonder how we made it. Did you ever hear this before, sister?
No.
Never have. It says the tongue is full of deadly poison. I'm going to tell you that there's not a reptile, poisonous creature on this world that's killed anywhere close to the number of people that this tongue has killed. Are you listening to this? We've got an awful lot to do in the church, don't we? Can you begin to see my role in the church as being something almost unbelievable? Something that's so big, so massive, I can't get to all... That's the reason that God's going to let me preach this on television. You know that? He's going to let... You don't hear this kind of preaching on television. Well, it's got to be preached. This is the true gospel. Jesus said, unless we love one another, unless we love one another, how can we love Him? We've never seen Him, but I can see this sister, and if I can't love her, how can I love Him? And if I sit here and judge her and condemn her, I've just judged and condemned Jesus. That judgment is on me. And ever how severely I've judged her, that's how severely I have judged myself. Dear God. Listen, and this is frightening. I'm going to tell you it is. The tongue is a pest that cannot keep still, full of deadly poison. We use it to bless the Lord our Father. Now I'm going to tell you, think about this. We come to prayer meetings, we come to church on Sunday. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, blessed be the name of Jesus. Christ have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. And we turn right around and walk out of the church and we have no mercy on our brother outside of this, we have no mercy. We call him for mercy of Christ. We've got no mercy. We go out and we just, at our wives. At our kids. We take our tongue and we beat them to death. It says we use it to bless the Lord our Father, and we also use it to curse man who God has made. We use it to praise the Lord. Why, you no good old thing. Isn't that horrible? We use it to bless Jesus. And we use it to curse one of the most precious things that's ever lived. Right here. There is no more any precious than you. There just isn't. Isn't that good? And I'm going to tell you, the only right that God gives me is to love you unconditional. That's the only right I have. I have no other right. I have no right to judge you. I only have a right to love you. And in love, I must be patient with you. I must be kind. I must be gentle. I must never be offended. I must not take offense. I must be trusting. I'm going to tell you. Can you see then how my sister's heart can begin to respond to that? Can you see how your husband's heart will begin to respond to that? How your wife's heart will begin to respond to that? Can you see how the church will begin to respond to that? The reason that there's no power in the church today is we hate one another. We walk into church, we won't even hold hands. Don't touch me. Whew. Dear God, touch me, you know. Let me hold your hand. We use it to bless our Father who is in heaven, but we also use it to curse men who are made in God's image. The blessings and the curses coming out of the same mouth. My brothers, this must be wrong. Does any water supply give a flow of fresh water and salt water out of the same pipe? How in the world can we take this mouth and curse the thing that God's made and come to church and say, well, praise the Lord. To be Christian, listen, how many of you know that the road to heaven is narrow and straight? Huh? Okay, and it said that few would find the road. Do you know how you're going to find the road? By walking in love. Now let me tell you something about the road. Once you find it, how many of you have ever been on a trail, a path in the woods that was narrow? Was it easy to follow? It was. Even in the dark you can follow it because you just stick your hands out and touch the bushes on either side. But you can walk, you can drag your feet along the narrow trail and not get off of it. If you get off of it, you'll be walking in the woods. The straight and narrow is easy to walk. It's not hard. And it's not hard to find it. It's with patience that we find it. It's with kindness that we find it. It's in long suffering that we find it. It's in obedience that we find it. It's in gentleness that we find it. It is in without being offended that we find it. We use the mouth to bless what God's made, not to curse what God's made. We use the mouth to edify one another, not condemn one another. Are you beginning to understand this? The time is here. It's when we get ourselves straight with God and we make reconciliation with one another, that we can go to God and hit the mark. We can hit the mark. But it's something that we have to do. First of all, it's going to be hard for you to go and say, "Hey, buddy, would you forgive me? I may have stolen something from you." Huh? Would you forgive me for hating you? You hated me? Well, I didn't know that. Well, I did. Would you please forgive me? Would you forgive? I mean, and most of it's going to be right in your own family. Most of it's going to be right in the own house. One of the things that I had to do, I went and begged my wife to forgive me for unfaithfulness, for not knowing how to love, not knowing how to care for her, not being concerned for her. I had to go ask her to forgive me. And I want to tell you, even today, we might have a little zzz, and I want to tell you, I got to get it straight before I pray with anybody, or I just know my prayer ain't going to be answered. I'll give you an example. My wife and I, and we'll close with this. I think you've had enough for today. My wife and I, there was a good friend of ours that had a severe heart attack. And he had had three other previous heart attacks. He was at the point of death. And we picked him up at his house. He lived out in the country. And we pulled him into the back of his van on a mattress. He was at the point of death. I mean, he was dying. If you've ever seen a person dying, you know when they're dying. And I drove the truck, my wife sitting next to me, and we began to pray in the Spirit. And I was, all of a sudden, I was overwhelmed with the thought that I needed to ask my wife to forgive me. And I said, "Honey," I said, "you know, for our prayers to be heard, you and I have to be reconciled to one another. Would you please forgive me if I've done anything that's offended you?" You see, sometimes we do things that we don't know that they're offensive. And my wife said, "Praise the Lord, would you forgive me if I've been offensive?" We began to pray. We got him to the hospital at 1 o'clock in the morning. They came out and got him. We knew he was dying. We'd done all we could do. We went home and went to bed. 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours later, the nurse called and said, "Are you the party that dropped off Mr. Hill?" I said, "We are." She said, "Would you come and get him?" I said, "Send him to the morgue. We don't want him. What do I want, a dead man?" She said, "He's not dead, he's alive." I said, "What?" She said, "There's nothing wrong with him." I said, "What? Nothing wrong? We just dropped that man off to die." She said, "I'm going to tell you, come and get him." And we walked in the hospital, and Leon was just, he was saying, "These horse doctors, they don't know. I mean, he's up." I said, "Leon." And we brought him in, he was, "Ah." I said, "Leon." He said, "These stupid doctors," he said, "take me to another hospital." He said, "I had a heart attack, and they said I don't even have nothing wrong with my heart." I said, "Leon, God's healed you." He said, "Huh?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I don't hurt no more." The doctor said he had a new heart. He said that his heart showed no signs of ever being in a heart attack. There was nothing wrong with his heart. He said, "Get him out of here." I said, "God, aren't you something?" Praying in the Spirit, being reconciled to one another, I'm going to tell you, you hit the mark. You pray and you don't pray amiss. Now, if you'll read the rest of James, if you'll read the rest of this, it'll tell you in there why, when we pray, the reason that we miss is because we're praying amiss. We must be reconciled to one another, reconciled to the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in a spirit of forgiveness and loving everybody. And I'm going to tell you, we walk right into God. I mean, you can't do nothing without you. You'll be blessed wherever you go. Do you all know that I'm blessed? Do you know that? I'm going to tell you I am. I am a blessed man. Let me tell you something about yourself. Do you remember when Thomas, when Thomas came to Jesus and he said, "Unless I put my hand in your side and my finger in your hands," he said, "I won't believe." You know what Jesus told Thomas? "Blessed is the man that believes without seeing." How many of you in here believe? You're all blessed. You are a blessed man. You're a blessed woman because you believe. You're blessed. You're blessed. And I'm going to tell you, that blessing is just as strong as the blessing that came to our wonderful Blessed Virgin Mary. Because God's no respecter of He's no respecter of persons. He said, "I love you as much as I love Jesus." Isn't that something? And so we're a blessed people because we believe. Now we must respond to our belief and begin to love what God has done in my sister. In my sister, in my brother. We must begin to look at one another in faith. And it's in that that God is glorified. Y'all have a good day? Isn't this a good message? Why don't we just thank the Lord Jesus? Give Him a big hand clap. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise His holy name. Isn't that good? I mean, just to love one another. You don't have to be skinny or fat or tall or short. I mean, I love you like you are. Because that's the way God made you, brother. You didn't have nothing to do with it. Amen? Can we stand? Father Cody, would you give us your blessing as we leave?
Sure. May Almighty God protect you and send His angels to guide you on your way home.
Amen.
May the Lord inspire you this day and each day in your